Welcome everyone. Today I'm gonna talk about code analysis in Visual Studio 2010. So how you can make your code error-free, especially when you are building libraries which will be consumed by others. Want to make sure that it's perfectly fine. Being a developer, how you can ensure that is all about in code analysis. So let's jump into my Visual Studio. I have created a simple C# class library project, assuming that I'll be sharing this class or DLL with others who will be using it. So what I've done, I have used the namespace using system, and then my namespace is test namespace and the class is test class, where I have a let's make it public, public string name. Now, when I compile this code, I see that it gets compiled without any fail. I can also view the error list, and I don't see any warnings also. Not even errors, no warnings, no messages. I assume that my code is perfectly fine, but let's go one level up and see what could be wrong in this application or in the DLL when I finally publish it. So what I can do, I can go into my project and go to properties and say code analysis. Now by default, the first checkbox is not checked, which says enable code analysis on build. So, and also defines code_analysis constant. So if I check this checkbox and under run this rule set, I set Microsoft all rules. And now if I save my project, come back and compile this code. Now I'll be able to compile the code perfectly fine, but this gives me 5 warnings. So these are the most important things which we need to focus on. First of all, let's go one by one. It is asking me to correct the casing of test. Because as for the convention, the namespace starts with a capital letter. So I will replace the small t with capital T. And also this next one is saying that it needs a strong name key. So I can easily do it from Visual Studio by going into properties and signing, and then you sign this assembly and select a new key. Say I have test 123. That's my key, and I'll provide a password. If I say okay, my assembly is now has a strong name key. Now this third option says that code analysis demo.dll is not CLS compliant. Because it exposes externally visible type. So how can I do that? I go to properties and go to assembly info and say at the bottom I'll say assembly : CLS compliant true, but it does not give me the color of CLS compliant, because CLS compliance stays in a namespace called system. So I go in on the top and say using system. Now if I go down, I'll be able to see that CLS compliant is now colored based on the type color convention. Now the fourth option says that the correct test type with the test, double click it, go there. So my class starts again with a small letter, which it's supposed to take as a capital letter. So I change it to that. Now it says that the field name is a public field. So either I replace it with a private, or if I want to expose it via properties. So I can actually make it private. Okay. And then I can say public, create a property. String name, and then say get return name. Now there's ambiguity, so I see that I can change this to small n. Now my property gets created. Now let's try building this application, see what is happening. So it says that the test namespace name could be null. So if I don't say anything and then just return always, so could be null. So I can always go ahead and initialize, either I can initialize through also constructor. So if I have any. Now if I compile this code now, it's done with and without any warning. Though I don't have error, but warnings are also important when you distribute your code for others' usage. And this code analysis helps you to rectify those warnings and create a better code. Thank you so much. Hope you have enjoyed this session.